Lion skin damage. Do not get in eyes or on skin. Wear protective eyewear and rubber gloves when handling. Woman, your mission is beyond this. You must clean the child, burn the southern sun from her. If she squirms from the hurting, demand that she hold on to the sides of the chair. Soak towel or sponge with our patented holy water. Repeat application. I have tried to understand. Precautionary statements. My mother. Danger. Her hatred of this. Corrosive to eyes and skin. Of the me that wears this. Harmful if swallowed. The monster she had. Causes eye and skin damage. The monster she wanted. Do not get in eyes or on skin. Mama, can't you read it? You want me to read it to you? I can't help being my color. I am black. I am not dirty. I am black. I am not dirty. I am black. I am not dirty. What you have birthed upon me will not come off. My hair is crinkled steel, too short to stay plaited. My ass is wide and will get wider. You can pinch my nose, but it will remain a landscape. You cannot reverse me. What is filthy to you will never be cleansed. There is only one thing you can change. I am not dirty. I am black. I am not dirty. I am black. I am not black. I am dirty. I am dirty black. Not black. I am black and dirty. Dirt is black. Black is dirty. You convince me that I am what is wrong in this world. Scrub me right. Bleed me lighter. What is the difference between disinfection and sanitation? Why are there two different usage directions for each? Answer. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, disinfection is killing more than 99.99% of germs on hard, non-porous surfaces in 10 minutes and may pertain to a number of different types of bacteria. The EPA defines sanitation as killing 99.9% of bacteria in 5 minutes or less. Lysol products achieve sanitation in 30 seconds. 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, done. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Patricia Smith. Give her a warm, warm hand. That was amazing. Wow.
Born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Faith Nolan is an award-winning singer-songwriter, film producer, and ardent advocate for social justice. Her music and politics are one and the same, both firmly entrenched in her experiences as a queer woman of African, Mi'kmaq, and Irish heritage, raised in the working-class neighborhood of Regent Park, Toronto. Over the course of her career as a musician, she has recorded 14 albums, the most recent of which, Hang On Cupe, was released in 2009. For more information about the Queering Black History 2011 recipient, Faith Nolan, go to her website at www.faithnolan.org. And now, a selection from Faith's music, a track titled, Where Can I Run?
Where can I run? Where can I hide? You stole my body, now you're torturing my mind. You come in the night when my eyes close. Scream and run for my life, you're the nightmare.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
March 2nd to the 23rd, the 2013 Vancouver International Dance Festival invites you to experience the kinetic simulation of contemporary dance. Delivered to you on stages throughout Vancouver by outstanding dance artists from New Zealand, Denmark, Switzerland, Zimbabwe, Mexico, Malaysia, Korea, Montreal, and Vancouver. Information and tickets are available online at www.vidf.ca or through our box office at 604-662-4966.
All right, folks, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Getting my headphones on, Vancouver. Woo-wee! Oh, that's so much better. Okay, we're good. I can breathe. Sorry, I was just like a couple minutes late. But I'm here. And let me tell you, isn't this always the case? Whenever you're running late and you have to go all the way across town, you hit every... and can I stress every single red light, every pedestrian that needs to cross the street, every baby in a stroller, every single crosswalk light gets it pushed. Oh my goodness, it was such a long drive. I drove from simply Main Street, which is not really that far. I mean, really it is, like, because here we are at UBC. And by the way, let me stop rambling and tell you who I am. My name is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is my Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9. And that's the story with that. But then, I made it from Main Street to here, and it just took me like way too long. Like, it was just really ridiculous. And then I got stuck behind a woman down King Edwards. I'm going down, which is like 25th, right? West. And she's going 40 kilometers. And I'm thinking, this is like a single lane. Like, I'm like, how much longer is this going to happen? How long is that going to go for? And it went on for a very long time. But we're good. We're good. So anyways, let me just still decompress a little bit. I've had a very crazy nonstop day. Nonstop. Let me tell you, in case you're ever thinking about, you know, forming depression or becoming blue or any of that kind of stuff, you know, I have a solution. I have a cure. It's being so busy. It's just so busy. You need to work, first of all. So if you're going to be inactive and just doing nothing, you will get depressed. But I will tell you, if you are battling that, and you find you have too much time on your hands, that is your enemy, my friend. Too much time on your hands. So as much as I'm complaining that I'm busy, at least I'm not depressed. I don't have time to be depressed. I just don't. Okay, so there you go. That's my little ramblings of the moment. And let's move on. Let's listen to a band. They are from Vancouver. They're called Chains of Love. And they consist of, let's see, two girls. So Natalia and Rebecca. So Natalia Pizarro and Rebecca Marie Lagre. And then there's also some guys. So on this record here, this band, Chains of Love, are comprised of six people. Now I know they're playing soon. I just saw it on a poster someplace that Chains of Love are playing soon. And I don't know when and where. So look it up. I'm sure you will see that they have a show coming up. Anyways, there you go. So the first song we're going to listen to tonight on this show is the number one song on this album. So number one is in the first track. It's called He's Leaving With Me. This is Chains of Love on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. February 13th, Crow's Nest and Electric Owl present A Date with the Growlers, Southern California beach goths on tour to support their long-awaited album, Hung at Heart, with special guests Nightbeats and Chains of Love. Advance tickets through Northern Tickets, Zulu, Red Cat and High Life Records, sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
There we go, folks. Mystery solved. The Growlers tonight, and the band they're playing with there is none other than the band I just played like two songs ago, Chains of Love. And ironically, I just said to you all, I know they're playing soon, so why don't we listen to that again? Let's just listen to that ad again, if you will, and find out exactly. This is Chains of Love. I was a little bit poking around at things here, so let's listen to what's happening with the Growlers and Chains of Love tonight.
February 13th, Crow's Nest and Electric Owl present A Date with the Growlers, Southern California beach goths on tour to support their long-awaited album, Hung at Heart, with special guests Nightbeats and Chains of Love. Advance tickets through Northern Tickets, Zulu, Red Cat and High Life Records, sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
There you go, folks. I hope you heard that. All right, so let's move on. What do we have here? We have, something from Brastronaut. We have a newish album from them, their most recent. It's called Mean Sun. These guys are local. And by the way, this record was produced by Colin Stewart. Look at that. Now, if you don't know of Colin, he is the guy at Hive Studios. Not just the guy. There's also Jesse Gander. You can't forget about him, too. So there's Jesse and Colin, and they record over in Burnaby there. And a very cool place to get your music recorded. All right, so let's listen to this Brastronaut song here. And I'm just making sure I've got everything organized, because I often don't. I'm the queen of disorganization. How I even cope is sometimes beyond me. I'm going to stop talking. Okay, so let's hear the song. Let's hear Moonwalker. That's what we're going to hear. Moonwalker should be good. 2, 3, yep. Song 6, folks. And like I said, this album is called Mean Sun. And here we go. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, this is Brastronaut.
I listen to the countdown. Slowly getting further.
and I can feel the moment. Slowly getting closer. Slowly getting closer now. My work will not be done till I return. The shadows to the sun. Moonwalker. Leaving footprints in the gray.
Moonwalker. 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 How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Alrighty, folks, that's right. Stop by that Bike Kitchen. Now, let's see who we just heard. That was Sloan, actually. Sloan from way back. I want to say the year was like early 90s, someplace around there. And they were covering, of course, Eric's Trip. So Eric's Trip, the songs were Stove and Smother. And you can find that Very cool song off a compilation appropriately titled DGC Rarities Volume 1. That would be David Geffen Corporation. Yes, remember that? All right. That was Sloan. Speaking of Eric Strip. So now Eric Strip, the band I'm going to tell you about next are kind of remind me a tad about them. So that's New Sensei. Yeah, so New Sensei is who we heard prior to Sloan, and we heard their song Swim, and they have a new release out. It's called Sundowning. Now, these guys are local. There's three of them, and they used to be a two-piece, and then they got a third person, and the band members are Andrea Lukic, Brody McKnight, and Daniel Pitout. And these guys are hardcore. They, wow, I'm enjoying them. I really am. They're awesome. So New Sensei, and they kind of remind me, I was thinking about this. I'm like, they have moments of Eric's Trip and then a little bit of Hole. Yes, a little bit of Hole, I tell you. Combined with a little Nirvana. A little Nirvana in there too. So, but I mean, they, what can I tell you about them? Now, this is interesting. Spin Magazine has named them in their top list, or their list of top five best new artists. Isn't that crazy? That's a little nutty, isn't it? So good for them. Good for them. They're very good. All right. So New Sensei. And then before that, we heard something from Brastronaut. We heard the song Moonwalker on their newish album, Mean Sun. All right. My name is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And yeah, we are listening to Canadian music because that is my job. I'm here every Wednesday. Sorry, I lied. Every second Wednesday. I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. So you'll hear me in two more weeks. And Val, my friend Val, my lovely ballerina, is not here tonight. So she's currently in California. So she's in Southern California around San Diego. And I've been sort of following her on Twitter here, and I could tell you what she's up to. She's sort of gotten all entwined in that whole dormer situation, that crazy cop guy that was, apparently today, I think the cops burned his house down or something to that effect. That's crazy. And they think he's dead. So you probably know more than I do. Is it Dorner or Dormer? I think it's Dorner. Anyways, and so she, I think that crazy ex-cop guy who went on a rampage was kind of hiding out. There were Dorner sightings around where she was in Southern California, which is kind of funny. So what do we got? So she's so Val, as you know, Val Cormier, her show is from, let's see, 8 until 10. So she will not be here. So she has somebody coming in for her. Not sure who, but I'm sure it will be good. All right. What can I tell you? I can tell you that I've had a crazy day. I can say that much. I decided to do a little experiment with my grade 9 science class today. And I'm not really a science teacher. I mean, I am. I mean, I do it. I only have one period, one block this year of science because I needed someone to do it. And they're like, Binder, you can do it. And I'm like, okay. So anyways, here I am teaching science. So I decided to do this classic experiment / fun time thing to do, which would be taking a bunch of sugar and super saturating it into boiling water. That makes sense. So you boil it up as much sugar as you can, and then what you make is rock candy, which is kind of fun. But of course, in my classroom today, I didn't have, well, I had a burner, like a what's it called, one of those you know, it's a one element thing, whatever that's called, hot plate. I had a hot plate in my room, which was, it looked like it was made in 1950. So I'm in front of my class of about 25 of them. I'm trying to boil water, and that's just not really working. It wasn't hot enough. So it was just really awful. And like the water wouldn't boil, and I'm getting sugar solution everywhere. And it's just not really, it was a nightmare, let me tell you. And then I got roped into this science fair thing, at which point the head of the department's like, you can mark these science fair projects like right before the bell rings and I'm for lunch. And I'm like, really? Can I? Oh, okay. So that's what I did. And I didn't really eat. And then I caught a student cheating. Yeah, good. The good times continue. Caught a student cheating the period after that. Grade 12, little monkey. And then what happened after that? Oh, yeah. It just went from... And then, of course, I'm like running late for this show and whatever. So thank you for listening to me and my complaints. Not my complaints. I'm not I guess it's complaints. But I did see a really good movie. I'll say that much. I saw an awesome movie. It is called, is it Searching for Sugarman? Looking for Sugarman? Let me look it up. Searching for Sugarman. It might be Looking for Sugarman. I'm right. It's called Searching for Sugarman. And it's an awesome, very good documentary that is really fascinating. That's the best sort of adjective I can use to describe it. This guy, his name is Rodriguez. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you do. So this musical, apparently masterpiece man, who to me sounded kind of like Bob Dylan, he was kind of in that vein of things, out of Detroit, who had been recorded, he had, two releases on major labels that kind of flopped. They didn't really go anywhere at all. Except, here's the weird part, in South Africa, right? Where he becomes this like massive crazy star. And the sort of premise of the movie is that these South African people are looking for him, these music aficionados, because everyone in South Africa is a giant, apparently, Sugarman fan. It's like really weird. And so anyways, what happens? So you got a lot of footage of Detroit, which is like sort of my sort of foster city, if you will, because I'm from Windsor. I spent a lot of time in Detroit, so that was kind of cool. And it had a nice sort of tone to it, the documentary, very nice pacing. And the elusive character of Sugarman does, I don't want to ruin it for you, because there's all these rumors that he like, you know, set himself on fire, or he killed himself on stage with a, you know, blast of the head or this and that. And so at the end, we do meet Sugarman. And it's just a crazy, really humbling story of this man who seems to be living a strangely zen life in downtown Detroit. Go figure. That's my review. Go see it, Searching for Sugarman. All right, now let's see what we have next. Let's go searching for some Canadian music. Yes, I have some. Yes, I do. I know I do. Anyways, in case you are wondering who I am, I'm Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes. We're going to kick it back about decade and a half or so with something from this compilation, which you can't go wrong with. It's the Good Jacket Presents. It's a Vancouver special compilation released back in like 99, 2000, right around that point. So that's like, 13 years. And we're going to hear the song, my favorite song. Well, I always play this song, and that is... my favorite song on this album is the Battles song called Lycanthropy, which is awesome, but I'm feeling that we should listen to something else, because every time I put on this, that's what we listen to. But damn it, it's good. So let's do that. Let's listen to The Battles, and if I feel inclined, we'll move on to another song from the compilation. This is, by the way, Mint Records put it out, and here we go. The Battles, you can't not love the song. I challenge you. All right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey, Goodwood, I got the photos today, and it shows, and it shows. That's what
All right, folks, looks like we are having some technical difficulties. No big deal. I will fix that. I'm trying to play us some Diamond Rings. I don't know why that's not working. So we'll see if I can fix that. Until then, let's see if we can hear some lovely, I don't know. Let's listen to, I don't know, a public service announcement. Let's see. Hey, Black History Month's coming up, folks. Yes, it is. Let's find out what's going on over in that direction. All right. Let's see. Maybe we'll learn something.
Born in Nova Scotia in 1911, mezzo-soprano Portia White is considered to be one of the greatest concert singers of all time. She took voice lessons at the Halifax Conservatory of Music and began singing on radio broadcasts hosted by her father in the 1930s. She established renown by competing in the Halifax Music Festival, winning the Helen Kennedy Silver Cup on 3 occasions. Her official debut came at age 30 in Toronto's Eaton Auditorium. She gained acclaim across North America following a performance at Town Hall, New York, setting off a successful tour of Canada and the U.S. She finished her career primarily as a vocal teacher, performing her final concert in Ottawa in July 1967. Next up is a clip from the only official recording of Portia's music, entitled Where the Roses Never Fade.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. can barely hear myself. Your voice is static, so I get erratic. In this atomic atmosphere, filled with boys and girls. Filled with boys and girls. Filled with boys and girls.
Most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild.
build him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that rocked. That was awesome. That by far is my favorite album of this. Where are we at here? 2013 of this point in my life. In the past, I don't know, few years, I'm seriously loving every minute of this Lady Hawk album. Boy, I was like all like zoned out, tripped out on that song. All right, that song is called Footprints, and it's, as I mentioned, from Lady Hawk. It's new. The album is called No Can Do, and every song is good. I am telling you now. Now, it's weird. I was listening to the song, and I was thinking, what does this sound like? It's vaguely, not a lot, but vaguely reminiscent of a little bit of the Jesus and Mary Chain, I think. Yeah, it's got that kind of drony sort-ness to it. And Lady Hawk, these are four guys who are residing in Vancouver, and they consist of, let me not tell you. Oh, who are they? I'm looking for their names. Anyways, these four guys are originally out of Kelowna, but the band itself was formed in Vancouver. So there you go. If you get to catch them live, I've seen them only once, sadly. Go do it. All right, there you go. All right, so before Lady Hawk, we heard the band Los Furios. Now, these guys are local. Yes, they are. Another Vancouver band. And Scotty, of course, plays them a lot in his show. So Scotty is our resident ska DJ here at the station. And they have a new album out. Well, it's actually like an EP. It's called Never Look Back. And we heard the song Skies Are Gray. All right. And before that, we heard a band out of Quebec from sort of like the 90s, I guess mid-90s, called the Mini Pops. And the song we heard was Because of the Dogs. And that was on a compilation called Killer Bands from Mars. All right. My name is Anita B. And this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where I play Canadian music. And I'm just burnt out in general on life. Life is killing me, man. Let me tell you, this morning, I've just been doing a lot of talking because I'm a teacher, and I'm just doing a lot of stuff. And my brain, I think I've kind of hit maximum capacity. I hit the point first period this morning where I just was like, I told my class, I just kind of need to stop talking. I just need to just, you guys read aloud. I just have to stop. And here I am talking on air. Here I am. All right. Anyways, the station that I'm on is CITR 101.9 FM. And I will be back in two more weeks, which is the regular schedule for this show here. So 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. Now, I'm excited. We're going to hear something I haven't played in a little while. Something from the Clayton Park album. That would be Thrush Hermit. And I just love this song. It's, let's make sure I've got it all ready to go. This is the song from the back of the film. Oops, hold on. Let me rewind that a bit. So from the back of the film, we're going to hear from the album Clayton Park, which from Thrush Hermit was released back in 98 on Sonic Onion Records out of Hamilton. And here we go. Without much further ado, this here is Thrush Hermit.
Basically Men in Tights. It's like it's an extension of like the circus, but you know,
it's entertainment.
It's entertainment. Yeah.
odd relationship. Four men.
Yeah.
In a truck.
Yeah.
24 hours a day.
Yeah. On the back of the film, he said, "Shut up or I'll shoot you. You look so good with a gun. You know your hat doesn't suit you. If I were fearless, I'd take a bullet and impress my friends. But who's impressed when I get so depressed? I'm alone at the cinema again."
Ron, if this isn't gonna fucking work.
Born Wesley Williams, Maestro Fresh West is a Canadian rapper born in Toronto on March 31, 1968. Known to some as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, Maestro owns both the best-selling Canadian hip-hop single and album of all time, each of which were the first to be certified gold, with his track Let Your Backbone Slide and debut album Symphony in Effect.
Let's take a closer listen to Maestro Fresh West's hit single Let Your Backbone Slide. This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's right, folks. Let your backbone slide. That was a lovely PSA. I just love Maestro Fresh West. Now, his name is actually Wesley Williams, I believe. Now, you need to watch a show. Oh, did I watch it recently? I think it's now switched to possibly Wednesdays. It was on Mondays. And the show is called Mr. D, and it's very funny. I happen to be a teacher, and so the show Mr. D is all about teaching. And the key with this show is that he's the worst teacher. That's sort of the premise. And he teaches like a private school, but different grades. So he teaches about as young as maybe grade 5 or 6, all the way up to about grade 12. And now, Wesley Willis, who is Maestro Fresh West, right? He's the guy. He's actually on the show. He plays a teacher. And he doesn't play like a rap hip hop dude. He just plays a good teacher who I believe Mr. D is jealous of, if I remember correctly. And you need to watch Mr. D also, not just for Maestro Fresh West, but also for Jonathan Torrens. Now, Jonathan Torrens, if you don't know, he played J-Rock on Sam Squanch's Sideway. He played J-Rock. Yeah, that'd be fun. He could be here with me playing J-Rock. He played J-Rock on the show The Trailer Park Boys is what I'm trying to say. And The Trailer Park Boys from that show, I got the name of my radio show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, because Bubbles on the show would refer to a Sasquatch as a Sam Squanch. So there you go. That's this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And I'm here with you all for about another 11 minutes or so. And then I'll be back with you in 2 more weeks. From 6:30 until 8 runs this show every second Wednesday. So now in 10 more minutes, we have not Val. Val's not here. Val's in California having the time of her life, apparently, on Twitter, I can tell. But she must have somebody filling it. So that person should be here soon. Now it looks like I've conjured up some Maestro Fresh West, speaking of which. So let's listen to a little Let Your Backbone Slide. Let's hear the full 5 minutes of this glorious song. So hopefully this works. All right, folks, I will possibly talk to you in a couple minutes. If not, keep up the rock, and I will see you in a couple weeks. All right.
Mr. Maestro, is that the most we expect?
This is a throwdown, a showdown. Hell no, I can't slow down. It's gonna go.
First offense.
All of the mix. Go on and break. Okay, party people in the house.
May I have attention, please?
In a moment, the beat will be played in many parts. Many parts. Very.
A hover me, a roast, a fake, a flag that I run a post. Toast, I'm the most. DEF's how it goes. No X's or O's or tic tac toes. LTD knows. This ain't a game, I'm on a mission. Call me a hip hop tip tactician. I rap just like a slab of clay that's shapeless. Chef ain't no shimmer, no glass is tasteless. A universe without light is lightless. That's why I always take time to write this. I'm holding in my hands before I start chiseling. Could be a rain or brainstorm or drizzling. Sun could be shining, sun could be showering. Practice makes perfect, I'm powering, flowering. My lyrics are awesome and tune in volume and blooming and blossoming. Blowing away blockades and barricades. Make it black and blue from the blast of the blaze. It's a blood sport. Blood bills out back. I make your vision go blurry while your brain goes blank into oblivion. Beats from box to box. The bass rocks from blocks and blocks. Let your backbone slide. You try to lift your cool, but it fell again. Rap scholar, soul academic. But like I said before, I'm not American. It's who you are, not where you went. We all originate from the same descent. I make a lot of sense, and pence, gold, gold, myrrh and frankincense. When I'm in France, they floor me France. Frankly, your Swiss account is where I bank, bank. At home, I make bills of brown for my sound. In the States, green like the grass in the ground. When I'm in England, they pass me pounds now. I clock cash in every town, so I slide, slide. But nowadays, I'm trapped. So many suckers on my sacroiliac. It's like a rap sack, backpack. Give me some slack, Jack. Rap is like a jungle. We rhyme for rhyme. It's like a vine to vine. Swung line to line of mine. I'm colossal. Use a mosquito. I'ma play Tarzan. You play cheetah. Cheetah, biter. Love to forge. Better yet, I call you Curious George. Cause curiosity cold kill the cat. Can't hide, so glide to the side. Let your backbone slide. It's synchronism, yo. Check out my homeboy dance to the rhythm. Hey, this ain't hey, forte. I'm coming double F, fortissimo, at back for funky fresh. My DJ is LTD, mellow flex. You listen to the poetry, pitch, I project. Vocabulary golden, beats from my rolling. Stone cold lyrics with the microphone I'm holding. Words are ripped, egos are stripped. I make sucker crews kick, dick, Van Dyke flips. I get busy, they're dizzy. They start to collide, they should've stepped off. I let it slide, but now they got brazen. Dry like a raisin, I glaze like a vase. I smack you like daze until they realize they should. In the riff, it's 89, y'all. Not Beethoven's fifth or sixth. It's a throwdown. I'm conducting it. The cars are high rise. I'm constructing it. Twas once a thought, pen and paper. Now it's a tower, a soul, a skyscraper. Let's get it out of hand. I created a monster. My musical monologue makes you wanna move with the maestro. You feel high, so it's set. The blend, the crescendo is nice, yo. I'm the guy. The rhythm is a ride. Is a ride to the fresh side and let your backbone slide. This is a throwdown.
Ah!
All right, folks, wasn't that just fun? All right, so I will tell you before I leave what we listened to so that you so you will be aware in case you are curious. So anyways, that, of course, was Maestro Fresh West from his 1989 album entitled Symphony in Effect. Remember that one, folks? Anyone old enough to remember that? Because I know I was. So Maestro Fresh West is only 2 years older than me. So he was a youngin. He was a youngin when he did that. Okay, I just lost my cursor here. Where? Okay, there we go. Okay, so that was Maestro Fresh West, of course. Before that, we heard Winter Sleep, the band out of Halifax, with the song Smoke from their album Hello Hum. The Super Friends were in there from their 1995 Murder Records album Mock-Up Mock-Up Scale Down. My tongue is getting in the way. Rescue Us from Boredom was the name of that tune. Yes, it was. And I am out of here. So I'm going to leave us with one song. And that is on a compilation which is entitled Safe Amp. It's a Safe Amp compilation. We're going to hear the band Bleeding Hearts. So let's hopefully I've got it all here. Yes, the name of this song is called Solid Hearts. And that is it, folks. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, wishing you all a lovely evening.
Where no.